And now, another timely and powerful message from Pastor Emmanuel Williams and Imitators of God Ministries, Colossal Vivacious Church in Tallahassee.
We're on a series from Numbers chapter 6, verse 24, 25, and 26. So we've done verse 24. We've looked at it. As many of you know, it's the prayer given by God to Moses, to Aaron. So Aaron could say. That's why it's important to say as Christians. Let me share this with you, okay? Can I be honest with you? It's getting late and we have to stop being religious. In Christianity, you have to say. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord, Psalms 107 verse 2. Let the redeemed, anybody here redeemed? Well, you open up your mouth. These thoughts, their thoughts plaguing you, like they're plaguing me. You pull them down. You do what? In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, casting down. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You get a thought that doesn't correlate with the Bible, and that's what the devil does. He brings the thoughts to you. It doesn't correlate with God's character. It doesn't correlate with the Bible. And we take it and we say, and then say something wrong. Say something that's contrary to the claims of Scripture. Anything contrary to the claims of Scripture, the Bible calls it an evil report. It's what? Yeah, just like the spies. Two spies out of 12 came back with an evil report because they had not said what the Word says. They had not agreed with God. If you fail to agree with God, whatever you say will be what? An evil report. An evil what? Yeah, I'm done bringing evil reports. I've since learned to humble myself. Now, my face may look rough. Sometimes the smile on my face might not be here. But you'll never hear me. Never hear me bring an evil report. Because I've learned to speak the word only. Yes. Under pressure, speak the word only. When it's good, speak the word only. When it's bad, speak. That's what they call living by faith. Not living by feelings. Not living by emotions. Are you with me, saints? Oh, glory be to God. Well, if you don't want to say amen, I'm going to say amen and dance and praise. You know I can dance and praise by myself all day. I grew up Pentecostal. We know how to praise God. All day. All night. Well, we were Catholics before. And mommy, God saved, brought the family, and then that was it. No more being quiet. Because the Bible says, let the redeemed say so, but let the sea roar. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 4, John said, I heard a voice. He said, I heard a loud voice of all races praising God. All races, what they were doing? Oh, hallelujah. Anybody love praising the Lord? So here am I about to move on to verse 6. And how many of you feel the presence of God? Yes. Hallelujah. You're in the right house this morning. If you're listening, you're in the right house. So here was I. Can you go to our text? Numbers chapter 6, verse 20, 24. Let's read our text. So I was about to move. Last week, I delivered my first installment on the graciousness of God. Can somebody say, Lord, be gracious to me now. Now. Be gracious to me now. Say, Lord, be merciful to me now. Now. I cannot wait for this afternoon. I need it now. I was reading this week. I just forgot to get the text, but it says that, I think David has got to send his mercies early. Can you say early? I don't want any late mercy. I want my mercies. If you can get the text somewhere, somebody can look up the text and then get it for me, I would appreciate that. But the man David said, God, let thy mercy come to me early. Let your graciousness and your loving kindness come to me when? Early. Yes, I need it early. Now. Hallelujah. So here was I. Can you go to verse 5? So verse 25 says, The Lord number, yeah. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful, thank you. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious to you. So we're on the last phrase of verse 25. Be gracious to thee. So I began studying this week and I'm moving on to verse 26. Verse 26 reads what? What does verse 26 read? The Lord lift his countenance upon thee. We haven't touched that as yet. And the Lord give you peace. We haven't touched that as yet. Amen. But let's back up. So I'm moving to verse 26. So I'm studying the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And I'm smiling. And the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ. Can you say the Spirit of Christ? Spirit. Whispered to me and said, son, don't you think talking about my graciousness merits one more Sunday? Oh, come on, somebody. Come on. I get what I'm saying. He said, don't you think talking about my graciousness one more time is all right? Yes. Lord God, yes. And I just said, yes, Lord, yes. Can you say, yes, Lord, yes? Yes. So quickly, I want to review a few things we covered last week. By the way, I think you got the text where God, where David asked God to send his mercies early. Yes. You got it?
Psalms 119:41.
Let's look at the text. The reason why I bring this up and I memorize scripture is because I want to give it to you so you can go pray scripture and not use your own words. So when you pray, you can pray that. Psalms 119:41. Let thy mercies come also to me, O Lord, even thy salvation. Psalm 90:14. Sorry about that. 90:14. We'll get there. Tell somebody, we'll get there. We got hope. We have hope. Psalms 90:90:14. I just forgot to notate it. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Can you go on your knees tomorrow morning and say, God, satisfy me early. Now, can you satisfy me with your mercy, your loving kindness, your graciousness, your forgiveness, your favor? Now, I need to rejoice. I need to be glad in the Lord. Some of you, I don't know why you're so quiet in the house of the Lord. Satisfy me. Oh, can somebody say, early, early, with your mercy. God, you see why we are in love with the Bible? Early. How many of you can do with early? Hey, God, we give you praise early. Oh, I can do with early. Woo. You got a verse you can pray now. Oh, these verses I treasure. I hold the Bible in my bosom and I walk around saying, God, you're no respecter of persons. Romans 2:11. If you did it for David, certainly you can do it for a country boy. Come on, somebody. You satisfied David. Oh, glory be to God. You ain't saying nothing, but that's okay. That's okay. Oh, I feel that early. I feel that early. Early, God. Early, God. Woo! Satisfy. Satisfy. Anybody love that? Yes. Can you say, I love the word of God? Yes. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Anybody feel on fire? Shut up in my bones. That's all I do. I do the word. Tell your neighbor, that's all I do. I do the word. I do the word. Well, woo, God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. My God, my God, my God. I feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, be gracious to me. Now. Yes, now. Now. Hallelujah. I prayed that today. I say, Lord, be gracious to those are in the Middle East now. That's, I prayed that for them. Be gracious when? Now. You know, only God can fix that problem. Everybody is asking for peace. Everybody is looking for peace. But there will be no peace until the Prince of Peace, Jesus, returns. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So Numbers chapter 6, verse 25, the last part says, the Lord Jesus be gracious unto you. Say, be gracious unto me. Gracious. Hallelujah. Now, we said last week quickly, the word gracious here, it means, I think I have an exhibit, if you can bring up the exhibit. The Greek, it's in the Hebrew, the word Hebrew in the Hebrew is Hanan, H-A-N-A-N. But it has been translated. Look here. I want you to show that to you. The word in the King James Version has been translated as, look at the number of ways it was translated or used in the King James. Hallelujah. It's coming up. I'm sure it's coming up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Very, 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 very important word. It's been used 16 times. It was translated as mercy. Hear me? And I'm about to make a point. That word gracious was translated in the King James Version of the Bible 16 times as mercy, 13 times as gracious, 12 times as merciful, and 7 times as favor. I'm about to make a point here. Here's my point. Notice that word gracious was translated mercy more times than it was translated gracious. Are you with me? God is making a point here. Every time in the Bible you come across the word graciousness, you see mercy before graces. Let me say it again. You see what? Mercy before grace. Because mercy is God not giving you and I what we deserve. Hello somebody. What did you say mercy is? Mercy is not giving us what we deserve. And grace is what? Giving us what we don't deserve. Oh, come on, somebody give him praise. Hallelujah. So God, we said, notice here. Hallelujah. Gracious. How many times mercy? Yeah. 16 times. How many times gracious? Only 13 times. Now here is what the word gracious means. It means to bend or stoop over in kindness to an inferior. So God, I'm just revising quickly what we looked at last week. I know, you know, the mother of learning is repetition. So I'm repeating it so you can get it. So God, the superior, bends and stoops over to listen to us, who's the inferior. Saying, speak on my son, speak my daughter, say something to me. He has to stoop because he is in heaven. Well, so he bend or stoop in kindness to an inferior to show favor, to be merciful, to have pity upon. To have pity is to be compassionate. Many times the Bible tells us about Jesus before he did a miracle. The Bible says he looked on the crowd and he was full of compassion. Oh, hallelujah. Read the Bible. Many times before Jesus healed, the Bible says he looked out on the crowd. They're looking for help. The Pharisees couldn't help them. The Sadducees couldn't help them. The Herodians couldn't help them. Those from the synagogues couldn't help them. But Jesus could help them. Yes. Hallelujah. He said, I am the bread from heaven. That's who I am. I am the light of the world. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Full of compassion, full of mercy. Anybody thank God for being merciful? Hallelujah. Man, I thank God for not giving me what I deserved. You hear me? How many of you would agree we deserve bad? I know some of you are so wonderful. You were brought up so good. You are so perfect, amen. Not me. Not me. We were below the poverty line. They call it, we were poor. We weren't poor. Poor. Yes, sir. You have no idea. Some of you. I was talking with a guy and he said to me, boy, you can never be proud. I said, you got that. Because I know where I came from. No amount of honor, wealth, accolade, recognition can get me to lose my ground. I'm just not interested. Because I found a savior. You got to hold an eternal perspective. I know who I'm going to stand before. Paul said, I know whom I serve, and he's able to keep me. Oh, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Paul didn't say, I think I know. He said, I know. And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep my life. I've committed to him. Nobody can keep your life like Jesus. No friend can keep your life like Jesus. Hey, hear me. Are you hearing me, brothers and sisters? I'm talking about living the Christian life for real. And the reason why we have a different perspective, let me share with you. When you begin to read the Bible, you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation a couple of times. Genesis to Revelation 2-3 times a year for 15 years. Oh, yeah. You'll see something different. It'll change your perspective. You won't be that tight. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me move on. Somebody, well, pastors criticize. I'm not criticizing you. Look, you won't be that so unforgiving. You'll hold everything so loosely. You'll be ready to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Come on, somebody. Anyhow, let me move on here. That's not territory you want me to talk about. Hallelujah. Amen. So we said here, amen, mercy has been defined as not giving us what we deserve, and grace or favor has been defined as giving us what we don't deserve. Amen. He's made us priests and kings. We don't deserve that. He's made us more than a conqueror. We don't deserve that. He gave us the name of Jesus to use to make our way in this life. Everything bows to the name of Jesus. Oh, tell somebody, I got a name I can use. I got a name I can use. I don't deserve it, but he gave it to me anyhow. I got a name I can use. I can make my way in this life. Let's go to Psalms 124, verse 8. Is it 124? Lord, help me. I need to show you a verse. Sometimes you got to support what you say. Amen? Is it 124, verse 8, Lord? Huh? Yes. Yes, it says here, how many of you need help? Or you'll need help. Amen. One day, it says, our help is where? Oh, glory be to Jesus. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is not in the federal government. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, 16. He said, in my name. He said, whosoever. You got to see the verse, people. That's what he said. In my name. You got to see it. You got to see it. In whose name? In my name, in the name of Jesus. They asked Peter on the day he healed the man who had, when he came out of the synagogue, the man who was at the gate beautiful, he was born crippled. And when Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have to give, he said, I got a name that has help and power. I got a name that can make a difference in your life. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And the Bible says the power of God hit the man's legs and he jumped up. And they asked Peter, how were you able to bring power in this man's legs? Peter said, it is the name and the faith in that name. Yeah, it is that name and faith in that name. Our help is in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's okay. Let's go to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think because I'm shouting and I got an accent there. I'm not hearing properly behind there. But Mark 16, you got it? Yeah. 17. God, we give you glory. He says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Is that what? In my name. In what?
My name.
Oh, glory be to Jesus. He didn't say in the name of Augustus the Emperor, in the name of the President of the United States. No, he said in my name shall they cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick. Verse 18, on the sick and they shall recover. Come on, somebody give him praise. Hallelujah. In whose name? You better get familiar with that name, because your help, my help, our help is in the name. Verse 18, please. Can you go to the next verse? Verse 18, can you go to the next verse? In my name they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In my name. Come on, somebody. I love that name. There is power in that name. When Jesus rose from the dead in Matthew 28, 20, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I've got all power. Not some power, but all power. Oh, all power. Tell somebody, all power. All power. Say, all power is given to him. It said there's power in that name. There's power in that name. There is recovery in that name. Said there is recovery in that name. There is. There it said there is restoration in that name. Oh God, we give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. It's time that the saints catch on fire. Hey, we got a name. We got power. Come out and use that power. Use your authority and start talking. Start saying some things. Get the devil on the run. Get the devil on the move. I'm like Joshua. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we have decided to serve the Lord. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody love the Lord Jesus? Woo! Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I'm not tired. 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 I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to hang in there and give the Lord praise. Amen. Since I feel God, I feel the power of God flowing in my soul. Hallelujah. Now it's time to get hot, hot, hot. God is looking for his remnant few. He's looking for his remnant few to stand up in these last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, be gracious to me. Like you were gracious to Noah. Like you were gracious to Rachel. Like you were gracious to Hannah. Like you were gracious to Jonah. Like you were gracious to Hezekiah. Come on, somebody, give him praise. Hey, hallelujah. Tell him, be gracious to me. Like you were gracious to the prodigal son. Like you were gracious to the woman caught in adultery. Say, Lord, be gracious to me now. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, tell him to remember you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Anybody feel the power of the Lord? Yes. Hallelujah. Don't you be quiet. Don't you let the devil use your past to shut you down. He's a liar. Hallelujah. If he tells you of your past, remind him of his future. Hey, tell him, I know where you're going. You're a liar. You are bound for hell. You devil and your demons. Yeah, you talk back. You say something. You don't remain quiet and withdraw and look and let your face look like you sucked on some lemons. The devil is a liar. I've got a name. Man, I tell you. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to pause here and share with you something, saints. Because sometimes God's deliverance, his favor, his graciousness, his mercy, his loving kindness, sometimes it seems delayed. Are you getting me? How many of you have been confessing and believing God for a while? Amen. I want you to hang in there. I'm going to show you somebody in the Bible, amen, who went through the same experience and how they behaved. Amen. Amen. So sometimes it's delayed, but you hang in there. God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. Can I give you a nugget before I get to this right here? When you're going through and you're in expectation, and it seems like nothing is happening, and sometimes it shows on your face, remain quiet. Let me show this to you. When the Lord came to Adam, he said, Adam, where art thou? He came to the person in authority. Adam passed up, he gave it to Eve. And the Lord said, okay, you give your authority to Eve. Eve, he moved to Eve. Eve opened her mouth and said, the serpent, the God moved to the serpent. You see what? You see, they're moving, they're taking the authority God gave them and kicking it down. That's all they're doing. Are you getting me? And then when God addressed the snake, because the snake couldn't speak, God knows what the snake would have said. He addressed the snake, and then he's going up the line of authority now. Then he addressed Eve, and then he addressed Adam. Listen to me. When you open your, be very careful how you open your mouth, because when you do, you might give away your authority. I'm trying to share with you something. You see why I remain quiet a lot of times, even if when I'm under pressure. Yet, what would happen if Adam had said, if God had said, Adam, who told you were naked? And say, God, it's my fault. All he had to say, God, it's my fault. I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. You told me to God, I didn't God. God, it's on me, forgive me. Instead of blaming the woman. If Adam had taken responsibility, since I believe the world would be a different place. Can I bring it home? If you and I learn to remain quiet, I believe our lives would be different. Hallelujah. It would be what? Different. Can I share one more nugget with you? I've been going through believing God, confessing the word, and sometimes it gets weary. But that's why it's good to read the word of God. I was reading the Bible, going through, and I came across Psalms 105, verse 19. Can you go to Psalms 105, verse 19? You got it? Yes, yes. This is what the Lord said to me. Psalms 105, verse 19. And for many of you who are looking and you are here, this is thus saith the Lord for you. Amen? This is referring to Joseph. Who is referring to? Joseph. The Bible says, until the time that Joseph's word came. Which word was given to Joseph? Joseph's word came in a dream. You remember David dreamt. He had two dreams. He saw all the stars. bowing before him. That's a word that came in dream. God speaks in dream. You know that? He had another dream. The sun and the moon were bowing before him. That's another word. And his father said to him, what are you saying? Your brothers and your mother and I are going to bow to you? Yes. That's his word. The second part. The word of the Lord what? Uh-oh. Until he became the prime minister of Egypt, as he saw when he was 13 years old. The Bible says from that time until the time he was called to be Pharaoh's prime minister, the word of God tried him. You see how his brothers, they threw him in a pit and they pulled him up like an animal, sold him to the Amalekites. The Bible said Joseph begged his brothers, please, please. But their hearts were callous and unforgiving. Human beings can be like that. When the devil gets on you, you behave just like a demon if you're not careful. I know some of you say no. When the devil gets on me, I can behave just like a demon. Full of hate. That's why you got to be very careful. That's why you have to let your heart be soft. Let the word of God dwell in you richly, so you won't fall to that temptation. Amen. So Joseph, listen. All that he's trying, sold to an Amalekite. The Amalekite brought this man down to Egypt or wherever they brought him to. Yeah, and guess what they did? The Amalekites, they sold him. They placed him on an auction block naked. You know, hear me? Chains in his feet. The word of God tried him. You have no... The devil came for the word. The devil came for the prophecy. Joseph, you will not be what you see. I'm going to ensure I destroy you. He never blamed God. Not once he blamed God. How many of you feel like you're on the trial? Oh, nobody. Okay. You're not on the trial. That's okay. Well, when it comes, tell me. And so the word of God came, tried him, because you have to be proved and tried. Are you with me? Being the prime minister is a big deal. You have to develop the right character, because you're going to look over people. It's no longer about papers, it's about managing human resource. Human resource is the most difficult resource to manage, because they have emotions. So you got to be properly refined. Some of you can never be, well, let me not say that. Some of you have to change to be good managers. And you keep saying, I'm not a good manager, because you will not change. Nah. I've heard Christians say, well, I'll never be a good manager. No, it tells me that you just refuse to change. Because the Bible says, when the righteous is in authority, the people rejoice. You can bring change and get people happy. So what are you saying? I'll never be. No, you just refuse to change. God wasn't finished. The word wasn't finished trying him on that auction block. Potiphar bought him. And the spirit of God is still on Joseph. Potiphar saw how he moved graciously, how he served in excellence. And Potiphar made him the ruler. over his entire house. The Bible says that everything Potiphar needed in his house, he went to Joseph. The man was trustworthy, that was training on the job to be the prime minister. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Joseph is out there in the fields, and he's been gracious with people. Amen. Doing people right. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. And Potiphar's wife looked at him and said, this man looks like a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, amen. She moved on him. Praise God. Yes, see, the word of the Lord, what? Try him. Because listen to me. Let me share. The ultimate character that has to be built for to work with people is that of morality. Having a good name. That's why the Bible says if you want to be a preacher, the first requirement is that you must be without reproach. Nobody in the community should say, well, I see him with Suzette and Sandra. Hello, somebody. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so that is why we have to be careful as ministers of the word. Amen. We got to think ahead. Amen. Well, some of you disagree, but that's okay. The word of the Lord is tried Joseph. His character had to be tried. Because you're going to deal with all kind of people. Uh-huh. And the Bible says when the righteous is in authority, the people rejoice. There are some people who won't rejoice until you show up. Some of you didn't hear that. Let me say, there are some people who will not rejoice until you show up. The Israelites stayed 30 more years in slavery because Moses showed up 30 years late. 30 years late. God didn't stop there. Amen. Potiphar's wife made a move. And the Bible said Joseph left his coat and ran. Are you know what I'm saying? Joseph left his coat and ran. And when she saw that she was rejected. After all, Potiphar, the man who's in charge. And she's saying, I'm the man's in charge wife. Nobody should reject me. And she said, rejection turned into hatred. She lied and said, Joseph came at me and tried to disrespect me. And when I screamed, he left his coat and ran. Here is his coat. And you know, when you're in the minority, sometimes you don't have a voice. But tell people that's the old covenant. Well, we were under a new covenant. Thank you. A better covenant. With better promises. And Christ is the administrator of that covenant. And he gave us his name. Tell somebody he gave us his name. That he gave us his signet ring. He gave us his signet ring. He gave us authority and power. There may be somebody, listen to me. There may be somebody looking today. I got a word for you. Look, God is still alive. And there is still time to come back and get your signet ring. Yeah, there is still time to come back and get your signet ring. Get back your authority and power with God. So, are you hearing me? So Potiphar's wife thought she did her deed. And Potiphar came home and Potiphar said, I trusted this man. And he tried to disrespect my wife. And the Bible said Potiphar threw him in jail. He tried to defend himself. But as I said, when you're a minority, amen, you don't have a voice. But you've got God. Amen. Let me tell you, you've got God. And God is a mighty warrior. He knows how to fight for his people. So Joseph is in jail. And guess what? Everywhere the man went, he excelled. He became the warden in charge of the jail. Can you imagine? Everybody see there was something unique about this man. He has managerial skills. God is refining him for the right position. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord is still trying him. He's in prison. Not once David, but not once Joseph blamed God. You'll never hear and Joseph said what I'm going to show you Asaph said. If we got time. So not Joseph did not see a thing. That's why I tell you the power of being quiet. Ooh, that's precious. Let me say that again. The power of being quiet is precious. I mean, God can work with somebody who's under pressure and still remain quiet. Yeah. Yes, yes. And so, brother, Joseph is still diligent. Still not, you never hear Joseph saying, talking about what they did to him. You know how when they do us wrong, we talk about it, and then it gets us bitter? Not Joseph. He's taking care of business. Praise God. He's all right. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. But he wants to come out from jail. So he told the baker and the butler, he had a dream. And the butler, he told the butler, glory be to God, the baker, they both had a dream, and they came to him. And he told the butler, you're dead in 3 days. he told the baker, Pharaoh is going to restore you. And so he told the baker, when Pharaoh restore you, please tell him about me. Please tell him I'm here, I'm innocent. Can somebody say, remember me? Remember me. The baker went, and then when the baker went, the baker forgot. Forgot for 2 years. But God gave Pharaoh a dream. Oh, God is working for his men. When it seems like he's not working, he never stop. He never stop working. Hallelujah. He's a way maker. And the way maker is making a way. Listen to me. The way maker will move nations for you if he has to. The way maker will change those who are in authority for you if he has to. And so the Bible says Pharaoh had a dream, and Pharaoh called all his advisors and said, this is the dream. I want you to give me the meaning. Not one of them can give him the meaning. And so the butler was passing, serving tea in the meeting. And the butler heard what Pharaoh said. He said, oh. He said, Pharaoh, my lord, none of the guys here can tell you the dream. I remembered when I was in prison. A young Hebrew boy gave me a word, interpreted a dream for me. Tell somebody the way maker is making a way where there seems to be no way. Don't you get discouraged? Don't you get disenchanted? We've got a way maker. And so Pharaoh said, is that so? Go get him. And just like that, can he say just like that? He moved from being a slave to the prime minister. They said, come on, Joseph, come on. Joseph is there serving. They said, come on, Joseph, Pharaoh needs you. They took him, gave him a good shower, changed his clothing, because he cannot show up in the presence of the king anyhow. I can preach that, but I'm going to stay right here. I can work that, but I'm going to stay right here and move on. Amen. You can't just show up anyway, anyhow. So they brought him to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh gave him the dream. And the man is so humble, he said, God has given me the answer for your dream. He never said me. He never blamed God. He still gave God the glory. He said, God, Pharaoh has answered your prayer. Say, Lord, be gracious to me. Can I put a pause on this right here? And can we continue next week? It's almost an hour.
Please take time to meditate on the Word and let it sink into your heart and soul and mind today. Knowing that the Christian who meditates on the Word will be like a tree planted by the water, bringing forth fruit in its season and prospering in all that he does. But what if you aren't a Christian today? What if you don't know if you're bound for heaven as a forgiven child of God? If that's you, then let's take care of it right now if you're ready. Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins? Are you ready to be forgiven of your sins and washed clean and made new? Are you ready to begin your new life in Christ? Then turn to God right now and say, Lord, I love you. I need you. I repent of my sins. Lord, please forgive me and wash me clean. I receive your forgiveness right now as I put my faith in Jesus as my Savior. God, please lead me and teach me and show me how to live from now on. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you're looking for a good church family, you'll be welcomed with open arms at Imitators of God Ministries, Colossal Vivacious Church in Tallahassee, located at 4750 Capitol Circle Southeast near Tram Road. Sunday school begins for all ages at 10 a.m. and the morning service begins at 11. And the Wednesday evening service begins at 7. This is a life-giving, multicultural, multi-generational church where people of all races, backgrounds, and walks of life come together to worship, to be inspired in their love for God, to develop relationships, and to be empowered to live out God's purpose for their lives. Find more information on their website, imitatorsofgodministries.com, or call the church, 850-408-8496.